Heated persecution in Pakistan won't stop the gospel. We've got a word of hope to share with you about work in Sri Lanka. And are you a multitasker? If you are, stay tuned. We've got a story that might be up your alley. We'll tell you about that and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released a report detailing Pakistan's history of violence against religious freedom. In the last 18 months, the commission documented 203 incidents of violence in the name of religion, and that resulted in more than 700 deaths. Sarla Mahara is Christian Aid Mission's director for South Asia. She says those findings are likely the result of the blasphemy law.
The perception is correct that it's being used practically every day.
Now, with such a high level of mistrust and antipathy, doesn't that have an impact on gospel work? Well, not as much as you might think. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, comes alongside the National Believers. One of the ministries answered the 2012 Bible shortage, and in fact, they reached a 20-year goal to distribute 100,000 Bibles. So what can you do?
Whatever form of outreach they're doing, or going door-to-door, or talking to a neighbor, you know, pray for their safety. Pray for God's special anointing for these people, that they will have the wisdom, you know, in a difficult situation to come out of it.
Next, Burma's taking baby steps toward democracy. Steve Gumera of Partners Relief and Development says the country used to have the most child soldiers in the world.
As of 2002, they say up to 20% of the 500,000-man-strong armed forces is children under 18.
While the use of child soldiers is still a problem, some things are changing for the better.
They've released over 170 children in the last month. Compared to the overwhelming numbers that are still in the armed forces, it's very small, but it is not nothing. It's something.
Throughout Burma, Partners surrounds refugee families with God's love.
We've been able to provide help and concrete expressions of God's compassion to these vulnerable people, to the tune of about 500,000 people in a year.
Pray that Burma's journey toward democracy continues. This is Mission Network News. Authorities raided a prayer meeting in Eritrea recently. 30 Christians were arrested on August 24th, according to Open Doors USA. Now, they're being held at a police station in Eritrea, and authorities are pressuring them to renounce their faith in Christ. So far, 261 Christians have been arrested in Eritrea this year. Human rights groups say that Eritrean Christians are often imprisoned under inhumane conditions. So pray for these believers that they would stand firm in their faith and pray for their release. Elsewhere, over 400 believers are taking the gospel from sea to shining sea aboard a ship called Logos Hope. It's part of Operation Mobilization Ship Ministry, or OM Ships. OM's Randy Grebe explains.
Our ships operate in kind of regions of the world. They can't crisscross the world, so they move from region to region.
Currently docked in Sri Lanka, around 12,000 people came on board just the other day. The crew members are serving people on shore, too.
We're doing things like a free eye testing clinics, where we provide free reading glasses to people. We have water filtration installations.
People hear the gospel through each activity. The Logos Hope's next stop, a nation that's one of the world's worst persecutors of Christians. Will you pray?
We're moving past Somalians and kind of in that pirate area of the world. That's probably the most difficult place to sail through, and we'll be going right through that area.
And talk about multitasking. World Cassette Outreach of India, a partner of Audio Scripture Ministries, is rebuilding its headquarters atop the old building. The bricks are going in now. Meanwhile, new recordings of scriptures are underway, and even while that's been ongoing, there have been new forays on the field. They're also exploring a partnership in Nepal. Teams are still distributing audio scripture Bibles to the illiterate throughout India. We'll connect you to everything this ministry is doing at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Now, storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD. And that takes a closer look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are culturally the norm to pass on community values. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.